I hate that word best, but the highest standard possible for a scientist with heart. Turning now to our reading of Margaret Cheney's Tesla, Man Out of Time. And as we say every week, as we listen to Nikola's life after returning from Colorado in 1900, consider what it would mean for the states guys, the global statesmen of the time, to learn of Nikola's invention of the particle beam weapon, as well as his method for generating electricity wirelessly. What do you suppose they would do when he begged for their help in helping to stop World War I and World War II? We're going to learn more about that soon. Continuing with chapter 16. In Colorado, Nikola Tesla had achieved voltages of 10 to 12 million volts on the antenna sphere of his magnifying transmitter, although he believed that 100 million volts were feasible. On his return to New York, he applied for another group of patents, of which the most important was an apparatus for transmitting electrical energy. And we talked about that last week. I hope folks heard and understood that. An apparatus for transmitting electrical energy. And that was related to his work at Wardenclyffe. And this was patent number 119732, or 1,119,732, filed in 1902, but not issued until 1914, the beginning of World War I. Aided by his loyal friends, Tesla redoubled his efforts to raise money. Lieutenant Hobson pulled all his strings, trying to interest the Navy in Robotry. I mean, you gotta keep, it's you gotta laugh to keep from crying, right? Give me a break. I mean, that's a huge tell in and of itself, apart from the timing that we're gonna talk about in a minute. Pulled all his strings trying to interest the Navy in Robotry. That is completely unbelievable that the Navy would not be interested in Robotry with Lieutenant Hobson, one of their own, testifying to what he had witnessed in Madison Square Garden, or in which they were already witnessing themselves, independent of whatever Lieutenant Hobson did or did not do. Anyway, having seen Tesla's radio-controlled boats and torpedoes in 1898, here we are 4 years later, he was urging Nikola to display them in a naval exhibit. I bet he was. I mean, in retrospect, it's perhaps, we'll give them credit, or give Margaret some credit. Perhaps it's difficult to see these things when you're too up close to it. But now that we've had a little bit more experience and time watching these guys, we can see the BS screaming at us here. Come on. Anyway, he tried and tried and tried, but in vain our Lieutenant Hobson tried so hard. At this point, I think we can safely, and this is my comment, we can safely assume that when his New York laboratory became the happening place for scientists from all over the world, and this was discussed in our February 5th, 2017 show, the attempt was being made to steal his stuff. Let's just put it blunt. The attempt was being made by the global state to pick his brain. That those scientists got enough of what Nikola had discovered to continue developing it on their own, on the down low. That Nikola was from then on, and probably for some time prior, continuously manipulated and lied to by those intercepting agents within the state, and that there would be extreme secrecy within the state about its aims. The Borgia Medici MO of power, as Nicola put it, about the theft of his patents around radio. Or rather, Plato's rules for power. For power never changed. The domination of double dealing over our lives only ends when we, the global people, take our lives back and move beyond it, rendering power and its methods irrelevant.